This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing today. He will also address the appointees on the occasion. The 16th Rozgar Mela will be held at 1447 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government ministries and departments. The new recruits selected from across the country will be joining the Ministry of Railways, Home Affairs, Health and Family, Welfare, Labour and Employment and Department of Posts, among other departments and ministries. More than 10 lakh recruitment letters have been issued so far through the Rozgar Melas across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala tonight. He was received by senior BJP leaders and party workers at Thiruvananthapuram Airport. Mr. Shah will attend various programs in the state capital today. He will inaugurate BJP's new state headquarters in Thiruvananthapuram in the morning. Later, the senior BJP leader will address a massive gathering of booth-level party workers at Puttarikandam ground in Thiruvananthapuram. In the afternoon, Mr. Shah will leave for Kannur. He will visit the Rajarajeshwara Temple at Tiliparamba and will return to Delhi by evening. India hit 9 terrorist targets inside Pakistan, not near the border but across its crisscrossed terrain during the recent Operation Sindoor. The strikes were precise to the point where the Indian Armed Forces knew who was where, and the missiles hit nowhere else except the targets. This was stated by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval while delivering his speech at the 62nd annual convocation of IIT Madras at Chennai.
We decided to have 9 terrorist targets in the crisscross of Pakistan. We missed none, and it was precise to the point where we knew who is where. Entire operation was started at 1:05 and was over at 1:28.
Mr. Doval also slammed foreign media for spreading misinformation about Operation Sindoor and challenged them to present any credible evidence of damage on the Indian side. Mr. Doval asserted that not even a glass pane was broken on the Indian side.
You tell me one photograph, one imagery, which shows any Indian damage being done, even a glass pane having been torn. They brought out photographs, they wrote this thing, the New York Times put it this thing, put out very this thing. Only imagery, they said 13 air bases, of whether it was in Sargodha, or it was in Rahim Yar Khan, or it was in Chaklala, or it was in Rawalpindi.
The government is planning to roll out a 1,345 crore rupee subsidy scheme to promote the production of rare earth magnets in the country. Inter-ministerial consultations are underway in this regard. This was informed by Secretary in Ministry of Heavy Industries, Kamran Rizvi, during a function in New Delhi. He added the scheme will provide end-to-end support for the conversion of rare earth oxides into magnets. The subsidy will facilitate investment for establishing processing facilities for companies to convert rare earth oxides into magnets. The proposed scheme comes in the wake of China restricting exports of rare earth magnets that has hit global supplies, impacting EV makers. The government has given the service extension to Home Secretary Govind Mohan till 22nd August of next year. He was scheduled to retire on 30th September this year. The Appointment Committee of the Cabinet has approved the extension of service of Mr. Mohan. Election Commission has said that over 74% of around 7.90 crore electors in Bihar have submitted their enumeration forms in the last 17 days. The Commission said that in the second phase of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, booth-level officers are going house-to-house to assist the electors and collect their filled enumeration forms. The poll body said that nearly 78,000 BLOs, along with around 20,000 newly appointed BLOs and other election officials, are working tirelessly to complete the exercise in time. It added that over 4 lakh volunteers are also supporting the elderly, persons with disabilities, sick and vulnerable populations. In Wimbledon tennis, world number 1 Jannik Sinner defeated 7-time champion Novak Djokovic with a dazzling 6-3, 6-3, 6-4 victory in the semi-final of men's singles at the Centre Court in London tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.